So can you talk about the main trials, and particularly the big RATIFY-CLGB trial, but other major trials that have looked at midostaurin, how they use the midostaurin, and how it now is currently approved, and what was seen there?
So the RATIFY trial, which is a very large phase III study, took a long time to get going, get accrued, and then ultimately get presented and led to this approval recently. The nature of the RATIFY trial was a randomized study of patients, younger patients with FLT3 mutations, either ITD or TKD. They received midostaurin at a dose of 50 milligrams twice a day with induction chemotherapy. And upon achieving remission, those patients who achieved remission then went on to receive cycles of cytarabine consolidation with midostaurin. And those who remained on study would receive midostaurin maintenance. Fortunately or unfortunately, a lot of these patients that were on this study also went on to transplant. If you went on to transplant, obviously, you did not receive continuing treatment. But regardless, whether you correct or censored for transplant or over the course of the entire study, there was a demonstration of improved survival. And that ultimately led to the approval of the combination of midostaurin in addition to 7+3 and consolidation chemotherapy for younger patients with FLT3 mutations. Midostaurin is also approved for use in systemic mastocytosis, a disease which I do not treat much, but it is at a slightly higher dose, I believe, in that for that indication. There are ongoing clinical trials that are looking now at the combination of chemotherapy plus other FLT3 inhibitors. They're very much still accruing and underway. There is also additional phase III studies that are looking at, or advanced phase studies that are looking at monotherapy, so FLT3 monotherapy versus standard of care conventional relapse refractory regimens to see if giving a patient FLT3 inhibitor monotherapy is better than what we have conventionally. So there are a lot of things that are ongoing, a lot of efforts to try and improve the armamentarium we have in treating our patients. So I look forward to it.
Can you talk about the magnitude of the impact in terms of efficacy outcomes that you get by adding in the midostaurin?
There is a substantial survival benefit. There's, I would say, a 33% improvement in about in survival. The rates of remission were not that different between patients who received placebo and those who received midostaurin. But ultimately, if you can demonstrate survival, which is very hard to do in AML or has been difficult to do, it's a big deal. And this was one of the few studies that did that. And that, I believe, led to its approval.